You're listening to All Marine Radio, broadcasting from Costa Mesa, California, on the All Warrior Radio Network. Commences. Happy birthday at All Marine Radio. Yesterday, happy birthday to us. Got some interesting mail over the weekend. Actually, since we did the thing on Haditha, interesting stuff from people that have listened to it. And my idea was that the show that you heard would be kind of the first in a series of, I don't know, call it the Marine Corps at War. Or something like that, which looks at the Marine Corps' institutional behavior. And ideally, what it would become is studies for Marines that are interested in, you know, the things that happen. And hopefully with some kind of idea of let's not do this in the future. And so it's pretty interesting when you get into it. And I think what, a year ago, at the urging of Ken Pipes, I started looking into My Lai. And I don't know yet if there's comparisons, certainly in terms of the numbers, it's not even close. My Lai was somewhere between 400 and 500 people were killed in that village, that series of villages. And Haditha 24. Okay. And I would say, but to me, what happens is people get notified and then they're supposed to do certain things in order to protect the people involved and protect the institution. And so and included in that is not covering anything up, is simply taking a look at those things and doing the right thing. Again, for those people, for the institution. And so, but you see, you know, for instance, the Army in the Pat Tillman case, for whatever reason, found it difficult to simply tell the truth about what happened. For the life of me, I don't understand that. So the emails I got, and I got a series of them from people that listen to them, urging me, every one of them, interestingly enough, said, hey, I hope you do more of these programs, because I'm interested, because I've never really understood why certain things didn't happen over there. And in all but one of them, they were most interested in understanding how the major command in Al Anbar at the time, 2nd Marine Expeditionary Force and below that, 2nd Marine Division, did not investigate that. And a couple of them point out statements, and I'll just tell you this, and I said it the other day, but I've never been in Iraq or Afghanistan, and I've been in both of them for almost 3 years. I've never been there for a minute that the number 24 associated with civilians killed, or 19 if you subtract the 5 guys in the car, was not a big deal. And any Marine I've ever spoken with will say the same thing. So, so it's puzzling to me. And again, one of the things I learned working for General Mattis in 2004, and being able to see the investigations that went to him and how he acted on them, you know, you have a responsibility to the institution and the Marines in the division, and then the Marines involved in the incident to get to ground truth. You have a responsibility to that, to all of them. Okay, and they're different kind of responsibilities. The difference, the different levels of, in my opinion, levels of responsibility are, you have a responsibility to the Marine Corps to make sure that institutionally we do the right thing. So when people look at us, they think, yeah, they're not afraid to put it in the front window. And we historically have done that a lot. Not that we've always been perfect. I don't know that any institution is, but and so to everybody not involved in the incident, what you owe them is a statement that says, "Hey, this is part of the 6th step in troop leading, okay? And this is part of supervision, and what you do will be scrutinized." We all understand that there's a difference between murder and killing in combat. And we believe in that. And that distinction is important. To the people involved in it specifically, what you owe them is justice. What you owe them is injustice. And the guilty should be punished. Those that aren't guilty should be vindicated. And that's important to them and their lives. So anyway, so when you look at it in terms of the responsibility that an institution has, what 5 of the 6 mentioned specifically, of the emails I got about this, 5 of the 6 mentioned specifically that decision being incomprehensible. And then one of them said something that I say. I'd like to think, and I'll paraphrase, I'd like to think that were I in the same situation, they're not stupid guys, that I would have done the same thing. However, in this case, I cannot imagine not conducting an investigation and then having your higher headquarters conduct them and impose them on you. Humiliating. Humiliating for the service. So, anyway, so what I hope to do is probably once a month, we'll do a feature and about, you know, the Marine Corps at war. And we'll focus on Haditha for a while, and simply to try to explain what happened, and then what happened subsequent to that. How did people that were pretty much believed to have been the shooters of innocent people, how were they immunized? How does that make sense? And so what strategy was being used to convict who of what, and how did that make sense? How did that make sense? Look, I'm no lawyer, but I would tell you, I would say this. Look, I want justice to be done. Okay, I would rather us fail in a prosecution than us make a bunch of plea deal that immunize murderers. I'd rather us fail in the prosecution. Yeah, we didn't think immunizing all those people was the right thing to do. As a result, we lost their testimony, and then we couldn't convict him. You know, and so that's the other side of that. Is that okay? Is that a better outcome than, yeah, we immunize them in order to convict him, and they all walk free? If you don't immunize them, does everybody walk free? So those are kind of the things that we'll see if we can find. And the other thing I'll tell you this, it's not easy to find people that will come on and talk about it, because it's a hard issue, and for some of them, they don't want to go back there, and I respect that. So, but between the number of people who wrote about it and the number of people involved in it, you know, we'll be able to find somebody that's informed, that can talk, and hopefully by virtue of the discussion, help people understand what happened, help people understand the mistakes that were made, and help people by making them smarter if they're ever in the same situation in the future, that they can go and re-listen and say, okay, armed with that, we go forward. Here's what we're not going to do, boys and girls. So, anyway, so that over the weekend, I also did some reading about Bella Wood. So we're going to do a battle study on Bella Wood. I don't know enough about Bella Wood tactically, to be honest with you. I am not a big World War I guy. You know, I don't know why. I never have been. And Civil War, yeah. World War I, Korea. Has interested me, yes. World War One, no. So so we'll do a battle study on Bella Wood. I was reading about it because of the 100th anniversary. Pretty cool stuff. I read a little bit about the Japanese have their own Belt and Road Initiative in the quote-unquote Indo-Pacific. Pretty interesting. Japanese much different, and are much different business partners. So the whole trade, it's all predicated upon the economic connection between what will be the Western Pacific and a rising India that has a population that's almost the size of China. As the Indian population gets economically animated. So I think that's pretty interesting. And then tomorrow you'll hear the remarks of Secretary Mattis in toto. And It's interesting because all he does that made headlines at the, what's it called? The Shangri-La Dialogue in Singapore? Yeah, that thing. I played some of the audio from that last year. He just goes down there and throws the body in the center of the room. Okay? He didn't have to bloviate or do anything. All he had to do was to go there and tell the truth. Okay. And it looks so, but I think the funny thing, the absolute hilarious thing is the Chinese will respond by saying that we're inflaming the situation. They've laid claim to the South China Sea. They fortified it in spite of pledges not to. They're now telling people you don't have any right to develop any of the resources here or sail through this area. And neither the Philippines, Indonesia, or Vietnam particularly wants to take them on. Now, again, we talk about what a weak President Barack Obama was. This didn't start 12 months ago. And as Grant Newsham has come on and explained, when they seized the islands, when they began to dredge the harbors, when they did all that, when the Philippines took them to the International Court of The Hague, and the court ruled against the Chinese and they continued, what did the United States do? We issued strongly worded proclamations, and the Chinese continue to build. Okay, so interesting that now Secretary Mattis goes and just tells the truth. Hey, you've done this. Hey, you've done this, and it's so provocative. Yeah. Well, let me tell you, when the truth is provocative, that means you have a whole bunch of appeasers in your midst. When all of a sudden the truth becomes provocative. And then there's another really interesting story, and I didn't see it as I glanced at the early bird today. Forgot to shut my window. The plane's taken off from John Wayne Airport over there at Orange County. And we'll talk about it. But this is a pretty interesting story circulating in the news. And this is from the Washington Post headline. North Korea replaces three top military leaders. And this is out of the Yonhap News Agency. It was unclear when the changes were carried out. And then it talks about replacing the three top leaders in the military. Now, Grant Newsham alluded the fact that Kim may not be able to go very far because of his fear that the military will kill him. And so there's a whole series of headlines. North Korea's military leadership replaced with Kim Jong-un loyalists. So the discussion of that little tidbit is when the tea leaves get put on the table, the early take is that he's doing this in order to be able to actually goes ahead and move his country towards economic development and away from the course that it has gone down. So pretty interesting in terms of, is he serious or not? So again, one of the things that Grant Newsham said would be a stumbling block appears to have been remedied. We'll see if we can get Grant on this week. I'm curious to get Grant's thoughts on the Shangri-La Dialogue. Again, I could almost hear him saying to me, okay, well, Secretary Mattis just speaks the truth, and now what? Now what? At some point, what is the United Nations for if it's not to stop shit like this? But the Chinese just ignore it. Like the Russians ignored, you know, protests about their seizing and annexing the Crimea. So, now what? What, the Germans could wring their hands? Uh-oh, don't like this. It unsettles the market. It's going to hurt us economically. Yeah, well, what about the people that are now under Russian rule? What about the annexation of a piece of... Don't you remember that annexation? Remember Germans? Remember that? Not a good thing, right? Oh, that's right, but Germany can't do anything about it because they don't have a military. Nice. So, anyway, interesting stuff. So, we will commence the program. This just in from the Associated Press. The Supreme Court rules narrowly for the Colorado baker who would not make a same-sex wedding case. That, my friends, is a bit of a shock. Bit of a shock. I did not see that coming. yeah, you don't have a right based on religion to not bake that cake. Wow. All right. The program commences here. Good morning to you. Hope you had a good weekend. I had a great food weekend, by the way. That's right. Me and the lieutenant crushed it. I'll tell you about that, too. So, good morning to you. Hope you had a good weekend. Almarine Radio gets going right about now. This is dedicated to the home team. 2 years in the rearview mirror, hopefully a lot more to come, and only getting bigger and better and touch more people and spreading the gospel of post-traumatic growth, the greatness of the Marine Corps and what it represents, and to always keep your honor clean. So this is dedicated to All Marine Radio on its second birthday yesterday. Happy birthday.
So, my fellow Americans, ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country.
My fellow Americans, I'm pleased to tell you today that I've signed legislation that will outlaw Russia forever. We begin bombing in 5 minutes.
Let me be clear. As hard as the last 16 years have been on our military, no enemy in the field has done more to harm the readiness of the U.S. military than the combined impact of the Budget Control Act's defense spending cuts, worsened by us operating in 9 of the last 10 years under continuing resolutions, wasting copious amounts of precious taxpayer dollars. If you don't get the resources, my closing words, then your strategy is nothing more than a hallucination, because without the resources, there's just so much brave young men and women can do.
What keeps you awake at night?
Nothing. I keep other people awake at night.
I had a Vietnam vet tell me one time, Jeremiah, he goes, PTSD, it's like having a cage in your brain, it's like having a cage full of monkeys. The goal is to keep the monkeys in the cage, because once the bastards make the jailbreak, all hell breaks loose, so you want to keep them in the cage.
Yeah. Oh, man, that's awesome. Can you imagine, were you a Vietnam veteran, and you came home, and they told you to take your uniform off and don't talk about it and just forget about it?
I can't even imagine. I have so much respect for those guys.
We just have to execute. And we are executing every day. And Sergeant Major and I are very proud of what you do. Doesn't mean we can't get better. We don't want to make a mistake to learn. We don't want to lose to learn. We cannot lose if we have to go fight. We got to do what these Marines did here 75 years ago. Persevere against difficult, challenging conditions and odds and win. You gotta win.
The sweet sounds of Junior Walker and the All-Stars. You know what's going to be very interesting is watch the meltdown that ensues today because of this Supreme Court ruling. Okay? This is not the place that the hummingbird people signed up for. Okay? And the discussion will go like this.
What do you mean he can refuse to make the cake? This is not right! They're people too!
Yeah, but he's got a right to practice his religion, right? Yes or no? That's what the case is based on. Do you understand that the Supreme Court interprets the Constitution and sometimes it leans left and sometimes it leans right? Do you understand how our government works?
No, evidently not! I don't understand this. That's for goddamn sure.
Whoa. What's with the profanity there, hummingbird boy?
This is insanity. I thought we were getting closer to universal health care, universal college for all. Everybody's entitled to a job. A minimum wage of 30 grand for everybody. What the fuck happened?
Okay, you need to settle down. That's what the fuck just happened. The last thing we need to do is the hummingbirds getting off the rail.
Well, I'm off the rail! What is going on? What is this, conservatism? I don't even understand it. This whole Trump thing, capitalism? What is it? What about government programs? What about them? Where are they going? Where's Bernie Sanders, goddammit?
Okay, yeah, this is how the country used to run. It used to be a relatively conservative government. Supreme Court tilted right. Capitalism, that's what built the country. Do you know that?
No! 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 I thought Bill Clinton built it.
No, the country existed before Bill Clinton.
Yeah,
it'll be, you will see a meltdown today in the media like you have the world. What just happened to the planet? What just happened to the planet? Oh, what do you mean? Like, religion has a place in our society? Religion that's mocked universally by your media. Anywho, so stand by for the circus that's going to appear on your TV. Actually, just shut it off, okay? The Yankees play twice today, so you can watch that. Yeah, if you don't have the MLB season ticket, at bat app, and yeah, all you got to do is get on the, download it to your phone, sign up, you can watch the Yankees twice today. Yeah, it'll be awesome. Cloudy and 64 in Quantico. Sunny and 75 at Camp Lejeune. No weather warnings. Oh, there's two in Quantico. In Granbury, they had rain most of the weekend up there. In Granbury, Texas, home of the Gunner. The Gunner calls me yesterday at like 8 o'clock in the morning. And he says, hey, I'm gonna live stream. I said, on Facebook. Like, why? What are you doing? Oh, I'm making ribs. So he's making ribs. And he has his lovely wife filming. And so I'm messaging her because she's got the phone, right? We'll talk about that later. So anyway, yeah. So he did this little show about how he does his ribs. Yeah. He assures me that it's the best. So, yeah, the Gunner. In action yesterday. Cloudy and 70 in Granbury, Texas. Montana man who's missing. So I had to yoke his dumb ass up last night. Right? I must have called him, well, I don't know how many times. So he kind of checked off the net. A couple days is more than too many. So I went looking for him. Took me the better part of a day to track his dumb ass down. Executing the stick, six step in troop leading, which is supervise. So, he's doing horseshoe and stuff. Anyway, really busy. Hey, look, you're never too busy to check in. Got it? Yes, sir. You're dismissed. Sunny in 64 up in Montana, 81 degrees, and sunny in 29 Palms, so warming up there. Cloudy in 60 at Camp Pendleton, dark 80 and cloudy in Okinawa. Marja in Afghanistan, late in the day, the sun's still up, 107 degrees. What? That's in the evening after it's cooled off. Tomorrow, 115, and on Wednesday, sunny skies, both days, it's going to be sunny, and 115. 0% chance of rain, overnight lows, 83, 82, and 83. But it's a dry 115, okay? Humidity at 12%. So, and then it's got also winds. Nothing like a little blasting hot wind with your 115. So, if we have a wind chill factor, do we have a wind heat factor? 115 degrees whipped by hot wind gets you 122. Feels like 122. I don't think I've ever seen such a thing. But, yeah. And look, we're not even in the dead of summer yet. Just getting ready in Afghanistan. Currently in the Costa Mesa, Newport Beach area of beautiful Southern California as we get into day one of year three. 61 degrees under cloudy skies. The Baker, I heard an interview with him over the weekend, because this was rumored to be coming to market. And he said, hey, look, this is destroyed about 40% of my business, which was wedding cakes. And, so they had to stop making them. Okay. And he said, it is, done tremendous damage to me financially. It has done, has been very difficult on my family. We've had death threats and blah, 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 blah. So we'll see. We'll see. The, when there's some audio, and again, the ruling was 7-2 in favor. That's pretty amazing. I thought it would be 5-4. 7-2. So I'm interested in hearing the logic behind that, because to be honest with you, I was saying that's going to go, how are you open to the public yet deny something based on your faith? So what does that mean? Does that mean that Muslims who drive taxis in Minneapolis can tell you to get out of their cab because you've been drinking and they don't agree with the consumption of alcohol? That was a big deal in the Twin Cities. Yeah, there's a big Somali population in Minneapolis, St. Paul, and they have, I don't want to say they've taken over, but there's a large number that drive cabs, and they were refusing Now, I don't know if it was a security thing and they just didn't like driving around drunks, but then what they thought they could get away with was, it's against our religion. And they got told, yeah, you don't have the right to refuse service to somebody because they've been consuming alcohol. Right? So you'll be terminated for that. So anyway, interesting stuff going on. All right. We'll take a quick break. We'll go back. We'll check news headlines, and then, Alex Hollings from SoftRep, he'll join us. So we'll talk to Alex. The Gunner is going to be with us today. So we'll talk to Mike about how his ribs turned out. My food thing was awesome. There's a butcher shop. I won't say his name because they don't pay for it. So I don't want to like blow their business up by giving them some love on All Marine Radio. But so Patrick and I plan a couple meals, which we tend to never do. We tend to just get to a certain spot in the evening and say, are you hungry? What do you want to eat? So for the weekend anyway, we plan a little grilling event. Saturday night, marinated chicken, a dish that my mom made, which is called carrot casserole, which is muy delicioso. And a little bit of salad, but it was great. And then last night we had marinated. Well, the reason we went to the butcher shop on Saturday was to buy a couple steaks and then throw them in a marinade and then eat them yesterday. That was awesome. And then grilled the tomatoes, mushrooms, and fresh pineapple. And, a little bit of the marinade has a little bit of teriyaki in it. So you had a little bit of teriyaki and crushed it last night. The digital meat thermometer, you should buy one. Father's Day's coming up. It's a perfect Father's Day gift. It's only $40. And A, you can get him to stop burning things. And B, if you're cooking better cuts of meat that tend to be a little bit thicker, indispensable. It comes out perfect every time. Yeah. So it was awesome. So we'll take a quick break. We'll come back. We'll check news headlines. More of All Marine Radio on a Monday coming up next right here in year 3 on your home for it. The All Warrior Radio Network.
America's injured and critically ill service members face incredible challenges every day of their lives. Since 2004, the Semper Fi Fund has helped thousands of service members and their families with both immediate and long-term needs. Join the Semper Fi Fund in supporting American heroes. They've given so much. Now it's our turn. Learn how your tax-deductible donation makes a real difference in their lives at SemperFiFund.org.
All you veterans, listen up. This is Bob Nielsen, former Marine and founder of the 100 Entrepreneurs Project. Turner Construction is looking for veterans with real-world leadership experience to join their team of professionals.
Hold on, Nielsen. Are we talking about a job or a career?
Matt, Turner Construction is a great company with global opportunities for veteran leaders who are looking to start professional careers. I know. I returned to Turner after I got back from Vietnam and retired after 50 years. I had a great career traveling the world leading teams of Turner employees as we built incredible projects.
Are they looking for me to have construction experience, Bob?
Absolutely not. Turner is looking for leaders who have led under pressure. We want leadership. So if you're led in Iraq or Afghanistan or any other contingency, Turner Construction is actively looking for you.
So, a career with competitive pay, good benefits, and a company seeking veteran leaders. That's what we're talking about.
Bingo. We're on the right road when a grunt can understand it. Good job, Mac.
I appreciate that there, Nelson. How do I get the ball rolling? What do I do?
Just email your resume to jobs@allmarineradio.com, and I will personally contact you and we'll begin the process.
I love it. Turner Construction is looking for veteran leaders who are looking for careers to join their veteran-friendly team. Email Bob Nielsen at jobs@allmarineradio.com. Let's do it.
All I can say about MilitaryByOwner.com is, wow, I listed my house on your website for only 2 weeks in a tough rental market, and now my house is about to get rented. I will definitely recommend you guys to everyone in the military. Thank you.
Are you located near a military base? Advertise with Military by Owner for optimum exposure to the military community. Military by Owner has experience helping military families find, sell, or rent their home near a military base for the past 15 years. MilitaryByOwner.com, proven and dependable.
You're listening to All Marine Radio on the All Warrior Radio Network.
It'll be kind of like being a pilot. You'll come out of college and you want a cyber guarantee. And we'll give you a cyber guarantee.
Great.
And then if you make it through the school, then you'll get qualified and that's what you'll go do. If you don't, then we'll
room in the grunt.
Make you an infantry officer.
Worked okay for you and
worked
me.
Out for you. Of course, everyone knows that the most intelligent, handsome people on the earth are infantry officers.
As this would convey.
Exhibit A and B.
That's right.
Exhibit A and B. Exactly. Neller. He's Exhibit Z. Yeah. Hey, Mac, when Alex comes on, ask him about building muscle at 50, if time allows. Thank you. No problem. From Big Dave. Hey, Mac, congrats on the start of the third year. I love All Marine Radio and what it brings to the table. Since being retired, I would turn on the news via TV early after my workout. I stumbled onto your program last November. It has become my morning routine. I get my coffee, get the wife off to work, and turn on your program. Well, I listen to you, I get the news, cooking advice, shit-talking, great military history, proud stories of men and women, and educated along the way. Thanks, Gunner. Oh, thank him. No, Mike's good. Much success in the future. Be well, Dave. No, appreciate it. Yeah. Awesome. What do you put on your pineapple when you grill it? Curious about your marinade for your pineapple. Ken's birthday is Friday, and we are putting together a grilling party for Saturday, and pineapple is on the menu. Curious about your marinade. It's the same marinade that we used for flank steak. I think I either put it up on the website. A few weeks ago. In fact, if you give me 1 second to check, there it is. If you go to the blog, that's right.
to the, go to the website, go to the blog, and you'll see something that says Kathleen's Flank Steak Marinade. So the steaks were soaking in that for a couple days, whatever. And what did I do? Oh, what I did was, let me think. What did I do? So what I did was I pulled the steaks out of the refrigerator, and I let them get to room temperature, like the chef always tells me, so they can go ahead and they can the heat change is not so dramatic. It could be nice and gentle on the beef. So anyway, so I did that. And then probably, I don't know, an hour or two before we grilled, I took the steaks actually out of the marinade and threw the vegetables in to include the pineapple. So there was mushrooms in there. Mushrooms absorbed it pretty well. Tomatoes, I didn't even bother because they won't absorb it, but I like tomatoes. And pineapple. And the pineapple does absorb it. So it was, it's just that marinade. So a little bit, like I said, it has a little bit of oriental taste with some brown sugar in it. It's pretty good. So you can, but the recipe's on the website. Alright. There was one other thing I wanted to get to, but, we're gonna do some news headlines before Alex Holland joins us. This story, I'm kind of interested to hear, what the opinion has to say. How do you discriminate? I'm open, and I can decide whether I'll serve you based on my faith? So he didn't have any problem serving them. He just wouldn't bake them a wedding cake. So he wasn't so how does that work? You can buy anything you want in here, but I won't sell you that. I won't do that. Because doing that violates my religious beliefs? Is that it? Like, I'm perfectly open, and you can buy any of the products here. I don't make that product, and you can't compel me to make it? Is that the argument? That's not a product I carry. Can I compel you? So, if I translate it, into the taxi thing, I provide a service. I don't know. I'll be interested to find out. So, all right. Marine Corps Times, top stories on Marine Corps Times. Number one, this is why the Pentagon is taking over security clearance checks. If you didn't see it last week, a colonel who passed away, in his obituary, bitched out the drivers in Washington, D.C. Pretty funny. Yeah, I kid you not. Not even a joke. All right. Not even a joke. Warrior Games are underway. John Stewart's a big veteran proponent. And, you know, again, I don't particularly agree with his politics, but, you consistently see him, doing things for veterans. So I have respect for that. Okay. I have respect for that. So, all right, a few stories. The Defense Department is poised to take over background investigations for the federal government, using increased automation and high-tech analysis to tighten controls and tackle an enormous backlog of workers waiting for security clearances, according to U.S. official. The change aims to fix a system whose weaknesses were exposed in a case of a Navy contractor who gunned down a dozen people at Washington's Navy Yard in 2013. He was able to maintain a security clearance despite concerns about his mental health and his arrest. And an arrest that investigators never reviewed. Problems that earlier surfaced with former National Security Agency contractor Edward Snowden, who now lives in Russia to avoid charges for disclosing classified material, and Army Private Chelsea Manning, who went to prison for leaking classified documents, triggering calls to update the antiquated system to include more frequent criminal and financial checks of workers who have security clearances. Another problem has been delays. A backlog of about 700,000 people, including high-ranking federal officials, waiting as much as a year to get clearances. Most notably, Jared Kushner is also at issue here. Pentagon officials said that over the next 3 years, the DOD will take responsibility for all background investigations involving its military and civilian employees and contractors. But according to a U.S. official, the White House is expected to soon give the department authority to conduct security reviews for nearly all other government agencies as well. Plans to transfer responsibility from the Office of Personnel Management to the Pentagon for all of the roughly 3.6 million Pentagon employees, directed by defense legislation for fiscal 2017, are already in the works. Wow, that's kind of interesting. And that's not a small problem either. That's a big problem. This got a shout out in a Marine colonel's obituary, and not in a good way. A retired Marine Corps colonel and Vietnam veteran was laid to rest in Arlington National Cemetery yesterday. Among his numerous deployments, awards, and accomplishments, Colonel Robert Gibson will be remembered for his explicit disdain of D.C. area drivers. Quote, a native of Northern Virginia for the last 30 years of his life, he hated how you all were capable of driving, read Gibson's obituary, which ran in the Washington Post on Sunday. Gibson's family said they intentionally included this bit to provide a glimpse into Gibson's daily life. It's a general sentiment of a lot of folks have, his wife Barbara told NBC from Washington. He traveled on the Beltway, and traffic is horrendous. He's a graduate of the United States Air Force Academy. Yeah, one of those guys. In 1962, commissioned as an officer in the Marine Corps that year. Yeah, it's a little-known fact. When you graduate from the academy, there's quotas for every service. He deployed twice to Vietnam, and participated in operations in Honduras, Beirut, Norway, the Philippines, Kuwait, and Operation Desert Storm during his 30-year career. He died on December 26th in Annandale, Virginia, at the age of 77. He was buried in Arlington with full military honors. You suck. As you go out the door, that's awesome. Everybody should write an obituary like that. Yeah, just unload on what you're pissed off about. Camp Pendleton, no fecal matter found in base water. The issue of base water and its safety has come up again. You would think after the whole Camp Lejeune thing in the 70s and 80s that we would have got beyond that? No. The drinking water is still safe at Camp Pendleton, although it did test positive for bacteria found in feces. What? Headline, Camp Pendleton, no fecal matter found in base water. First paragraph. Although it did test positive for bacteria found in feces. Well, how the hell did the bacteria get there? Lab results from regular tests of Pendleton's water supply found more than 6% of the lab samples contained coliform, a bacteria in human and animal digestive tracts that is also found in fecal matter. To be clear, there was no fecal matter found in Camp Pendleton's base water system, said spokesman Captain Luke Weaver. The installations routinely... Wait a minute. There's no fecal matter? There's just the bacteria from fecal matter? I don't understand this shit. The installation routinely monitors for drinking water contaminants. We test weekly at a minimum, Weaver said in a statement. 49 samples were taken in the southern water system to test for the presence of coliform bacteria during April 2018. Of those samples, 6.1%, 3 of the 49, showed the presence of total chloroform bacteria. The standard is that no more than 5% of the total number of samples collected per month test positive for the bacteria. However, the base does not think it was the water that tested positive. Weaver said they believe that the base's aging water infrastructure was not properly cleaned before the test, leading to the detection of the coliform. We believe this because all follow-up sampling was negative for coliform and other bacteria. You know, the headline, Camp Pendleton, no fecal matter, that's not accurate. How about this? Camp Pendleton, fecal matter found in base water, and then an explanation of it was found, but here's what they say. I don't care for the headline. Somebody should change that. Marine Corps F-35s dogged by part shortages. Oh, wait a minute. Wasn't this supposed to go away? Am I not paying attention? What happened? The whole Marine Corps parts thing was supposed to go away. We got these new planes. It's all going to be good. We're going to have spare parts. We're not going to be making things that aren't, that are antiques. And we're not going to have to go look for parts in museums. Hell, we can't even go to the museums to find the parts because these planes are too new. There's none in the museums. Now we're totally screwed. Pfft, how bullshit is that? Yeah, it's total bullshit. We got new planes, we got spare part shortages, and they're so new, there's none of museums, we can't even go to the museums and find them. This is ridiculous. A Marine who created the Pong game was a founding father of modern video gaming. I guess he passed away. The modern video game industry was brought to life by a former Marine in a makeshift workshop in his daughter's bedroom in the 1970s. Samuel Dabney, co-founder of the home video game console Atari and co-creator of the prototypical arcade game Pong, died of esophageal cancer on May 26 at the age of 81. He is now being credited as the founder of the video game industry and leading engineer of its time. Dabney, who went by the nickname Ted, born in San Francisco in 1937, served in the Marine Corps from 1955 to 59. He attended the Navy's electronics school on Treasure Island in San Francisco Bay, quickly began applying his talents as an electrical engineer. In 1971, Dabney teamed up with Nolan Bushnell, a charismatic engineer and colleague of Dabney's at the time, to create the company Atari. With just a few early employees and bare-bones workspace, Dabney soon made a breakthrough innovation that laid the groundwork for the arcade machines still seen in bars and game rooms today. How much money did he make? At the time, most programmers were building games on computers, which cost hundreds of thousands of dollars. Dabney, however, discovered a way to cut out computers altogether using cheap television components to create a revolutionary new video circuitry system. How much money did he make? Do you remember Pong? Bing, 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 bing. It is considered the first commercially successful video game and inspired many copycat games from other companies. Pong is now part of the permanent collection of the Smithsonian Institution. He died in Clear Lake, California. He is survived by his wife and daughter. I want to know how much that guy must have made, a ton. Dropping L.A.'s homeless veterans may signal good news nationwide. Los Angeles County, which is the largest concentration of veterans in the nation, saw a sharp drop in the number of homeless veterans during their annual survey earlier this year, Good news that experts hope indicate the nationwide number of veterans battling housing problems is back on the decline. Okay, this is a mental health issue, not a housing issue. According to federal statistics, the nationwide number of veterans without stable housing dropped from 74,000 in 2010 to just above 40,000 in 2016, with significant decreases each year. But in 2017, the figure rose slightly, about 1.5%. Quote, while there is still more work to do, the decrease signals that our strategies are working, bringing us a little bit closer to ending veteran homelessness in Los Angeles. What did they do? I'm not seeing it. According to Ben Carson, without increases in California's homelessness, the trend would have been a seventh year of decline in 2017. What did they do? Regional officials credited some of the recent success to work with the VA's National Homeless Program Office in overhauling their program operations and hiring of additional staff. More than 2,100 veterans in the California county were placed into permanent housing in 2017, and more than 13,000 others received some housing assistance. All right, top five stories on early bird, and then we'll get Hollings on. It's official, the U.S. Navy has a new ship killer missile. The Navy has selected the Norwegian Naval Strike Missile as its new over-the-horizon anti-ship missile. Yeah. The Air Force is now flying ISR mission, the MQ Reaper. We love that thing. From Poland. What? Won't that piss Vladimir Putin off? Who gives a shit? Yeah. Mac does foreign policy. Number three. This is why the Pentagon is taking over security clearance checks. Okay. You know, what's interesting is that, you know, look, if Google, how far is Google up your ass? Right? It reminds you of your bills, right? I mean, it knows everything about you. Also, government. Why doesn't the government just ask Google? Is this guy a crook? Yeah, you might want to stay away from that dude. Don't give him a clearance. Over the course of the weekend, Secretary of Defense James Mattis accused China of acts of intimidation and coercion. Yes, and yes. Okay, they do both of them on an ongoing basis. That's why they got uninvited from RIMPAC. Number five, new amphibious aircraft could help U.S. in the Indo-Pacific. Yeah. Japanese amphibious aircraft. How about that? Also, Taliban reject U.S. commander's statement on peace talks. Say they're not discussing anything. Nothing to see here. We're not talking about anything. All right, and then finally skip down to commentary and analysis. One, this is the plan to save America's military. So that's in there. Two, the status quo killed 17 sailors. The Navy must change. Another story about the Navy. Back off, Congress. Don't meddle with it. U.S. Navy's command philosophy. Number four, Iran wants to stay in Syria forever. It's been interesting since the Israelis whacked them, right? You haven't heard too much out of Iran, have you? So, film at 11, we'll see. All right, so we will stop when we come back. Alex Holling, he from SoftRep, he'll join us here on a Monday morning. So, don't touch that dial. More of Allmoring Radio coming up next.
America's injured and critically ill service members face incredible challenges every day of their lives. Since 2004, the Semper Fi Fund has helped thousands of service members and their families with both immediate and long-term needs. Join the Semper Fi Fund in supporting American heroes. They've given so much. Now it's our turn. Learn how your tax-deductible donation makes a real difference in their lives at SemperFiFund.org.